AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A week before his term ends, the House is debating impeaching President Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A day after he denied any responsibility for last week's deadly Capitol riot, Steny Hoyer and Democrats charge he incited the mob.
And therefore, he ought to be removed.
Noting time is running out, but saying it's never too late to do the right thing. Republicans argue it's the wrong thing. With the nation hurting, Missouri's Jason Smith says the focus should be on unifying America.
This will only bring up the hate and fire more than ever before.
Several Republicans are expected to vote for impeaching the president, who is said to be livid over what he sees as disloyalty and because he can't fight back with his now shuttered Twitter account. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Security is extremely tight. National Guard troops can be seen throughout the Capitol. Metal detector screenings are required for lawmakers entering the House chamber. Airbnb says it will be blocking and canceling all reservations in the Washington, D.C. area inauguration week next week. The AP's Rita Foley reports more than 4,300 people died yesterday in the U.S. from the coronavirus.
And listen to this sad fact. The nation's overall death toll from COVID-19 is approaching 381,000. That's close to the number of Americans killed in World War II. 407,000.
Coronavirus restrictions are being lifted in some parts of Northern California. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will announce restaurants in Michigan can reopen for indoor dining February 1st. Arizona high school sports officials voted to allow winter sports, reversing a decision made 4 days earlier to cancel the season because of the pandemic. State police say sheriff's deputies in southeast Louisiana shot and killed a man who was firing a rifle at them. This is AP News. Mayor Bill de Blasio says New York City is terminating contracts with President Trump's company because of the violence at the Capitol.
The Trump Organization is under city contract to operate 2 ice skating rinks and a carousel in Central Park, as well as a golf course in the Bronx. It profits about $17 million a year from those sites, according to the mayor, who says city lawyers looked into ending the deals, and even though Trump may sue, the city is confident it will win in the end. Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue and his Central Park Hotel, which are private, are not affected. I'm Julie Walker.
The agency's watchdog says statisticians at the Census Bureau are under significant pressure from Trump political appointees to figure out who is in the country illegally. And they're worried that any report they produce in the waning days of the Trump administration will be inaccurate. The deadline to have the technical report done is Friday. No comment yet from the Census Bureau. Ed Donahue, AP News.